So this lady's question relates to an application for a business investment visa for Hong Kong in a set of circumstances where she's running an internet, pure internet-based business, where by her own admission, it could be based anywhere. She obviously has compelling reasons of her own for wanting to relocate herself to Hong Kong. But a quick analysis of the situation she's got in play begs a question as to whether the business will go on to be a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong, which is the approvability test for an investment visa. So the investment visa approvability test, in a nutshell, calls ostensibly for the creation of local jobs, the establishment of suitable business premises out of which the local workforce will be based and will operate, and that also that you can show that you've got sort of resources generally, which include cash, include existing trading history. It can also take in good relationships, good business relationships, and any special technology or any special process that you may have and you've deployed into your business and you can introduce into Hong Kong and beyond to Hong Kong's benefit. So that the substantiality element of the approvability test can be satisfied through creation of new and beneficial facts on the ground. So the situation that we've got before us effectively is very marginal, even though she's got a growing turnover over the last couple of years and she's definitely profitable and she's got about $400,000 in the bank. That's all good. But presently, the jobs that she's created are based outside of Hong Kong in India, so that isn't something that the Immigration Department are going to be too excited about, although it does actually hold out the possibility that those jobs can be relocated into Hong Kong. The question ultimately is asked as to whether or not the amount of money that he's paying, so rather she's paying for, the skills out of India, could be achieved for the same price or attained for the same price in Hong Kong. That's an open question. But it does actually provide the possibility for the creation of local jobs in due course. So when you take all of her personal situation together, the best advice that I can give is that you effectively wait 9 to 12 months before you make your application for a business investment visa. That notwithstanding, anyway, incorporate a limited liability company in Hong Kong and begin to book all of your business through that limited liability company, because then you'll have a track record inside the sponsorship vehicle for your application or the business that will underpin your application. And all of that will be taken as good evidence that things have been happening prior to you seeking to relocate yourself to Hong Kong full time to be able to fully implement a business plan in the wake of that. And by waiting that period of time, you can increase the size and scope of your business through the application of your new technology. And then make an application once you double the size, on the strength that being in Hong Kong is going to allow you to be based here full time, which creates new opportunities for you to do things that you presently can't do because you're not based here full time, and that as a result of you being based here full time, new jobs will be created. And that, most importantly, you create a situation where the application of your new technology can be applied in the Hong Kong context. So today, whilst your business is modest, in the future, certainly when it's double the size, as you've intimated it could well be, through the application of your technology and through the passage of time, get the business to double the size. Ensure that you can show to the department that that growth in business has been reflected through the books of a limited liability company, which will subsequently go on to underpin an application for a business investment visa. Have a really good story as to why you want to be in Hong Kong, how Hong Kong is going to benefit in terms of the creation of local jobs, the transfer of knowledge in relation to the particular technology that you developed, and then show that the application of that technology into Hong Kong businesses in the context of Hong Kong is going to introduce efficiencies that not only mean increased revenue and therefore growth for you, but also introduce improved efficiencies and the better commercial outcomes for Hong Kong companies. And with that kind of story, and with all those ducks lined up in that particular row, I think in the next 9 to 12 months, you'll be able to go on and successfully complete an application for a business investment visa. But for now, with what you've got, my best advice is that you wait.